This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A second official from ousted Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy has died in custody as protests in defiance of the country's new military government continue. The Voice of Myanmar and other news outlets report Zawmyat Lin died Tuesday after being arrested when trying to escape from a police raid in Yangon. Queen Elizabeth says the British royals were saddened by the challenges faced by her grandson, Prince Harry, and his wife, Meghan, and promised to privately address revelations about a racist comment concerning the couple's son, Archie. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan accused Britain's royal family of raising concerns about how dark their son's skin might be and ignored her pleas for help when she considered suicide. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the interview has also gotten international attention.
It is estimated that worldwide nearly 50 million people have seen the interview, and that number is expected to get higher in the days to come. CBS says it will re-air the interview on Friday, and that some 80 territories around the world have the rights to run it. Nearly 18 million of that total is from the U.S. alone, with another 13 million plus coming from the U.K.
That's AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. Jury selection started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. The 44-year-old Chauvin, who is white, faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges in the death last May of the 46-year-old Floyd. He died in police custody after Chauvin pinned a knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes. From Washington, this is V.